In this week 10 of the course, you will be studying the history of the 17th century and focusing on the political evolutions of England and France at that time. If you successfully completed History 101, you will remember that as early as the 15th century and the end of the Hundred Years' War, England and France appeared to be going in different directions with regard to their internal political structures. Parliament becoming more powerful in England, the King of France becoming more powerful in France. This crystallized in the 17th century with the development of a powerful absolutism in France as opposed to a constitutional system in England. This set the stage for over two centuries of rivalry between conservative and liberal forces throughout the Western world. Liberals consistently championed the English constitutional system as a model, while conservatives favored the example of the French monarchy. In England, events of the century proved dramatic for the kings. For the first time in history, a king was put on trial by Parliament and executed for treason in 1649, clearly an assertion of the power of the representative body at the expense of the king. English kings, however, did not learn their lesson, and it took the Glorious Revolution of 1688 to 1689 before the lesson finally sank in. In 1688, Parliament actually dethroned the King of England and installed a new king. In this case, it was a pair of monarchs, King William and Queen Mary, to rule England in accord with the document drawn up by Parliament, and that document was the English Bill of Rights. Kings no longer had absolute power in England, but had to share power in a constitutional arrangement with Parliament. In France, the 17th century was above all the century of Louis XIV, the Sun King, who ruled France from 1643 until his death in 1715, one of the longest reigns in European history. Louis XIV is usually considered to have been the epitome of European absolutism, consolidating all power in his hands, creating a centralized bureaucracy that reported directly to the king, and embarking upon an aggressive foreign policy program to expand France's borders and increase French power. Of course, it ended badly for France, losing the War of the Spanish Succession. Thus, despite all the glories that Louis had been able to achieve for France, by the time of his death in 1715, he had long outlived his usefulness, and most Frenchmen were glad to see him finally dead. What did survive his reign was French cultural dominance in matters intellectual, artistic, and cultural.